Torshi the Pickle, written October 11th, 2008. I knew a girl, or thought I did, from far-off Tabriz town. She said she loved me through, and steadfast would remain. Nothing in life's hardships, the boring road of drudge, could make her trip or deviate from pledge of constant love. Her name, she said, was Torshi. For me that would suffice. I dropped my hands and bared my heart, resolved to take what came. Oh, woe to me from Torshi, the one with pickled soul, whose every word was vinegar, devoid of love or balm. Before too long we walked as one along the pavement path, beside the lake in El Guli, surrounded by the throngs. They came from every walk of life that Tabriz had to show, arm in arm and step in step, and heedless of all else. The mist from drifting fountain spray, it blew into their eyes. I walked along with Torshi dear, I thought of nothing else. Oh, woe to me from Torshi, who seemed with honey drenched. Those sweet words that she used to sing were needles caked in salt. I left her in the city oft to sell books far and wide. Although immense the distances, our hearts were never far. I thought and dreamed and wrote of her, heedless of my friends, who said they knew another girl that never smiled or sang. I wondered if such things could be, as we sat beside the lake, beside the sighing samovars, our gazes tight enmeshed. Oh, woe to me from Torshi, a lamp of olive oil, for even oil runs out one day and drops us in the dark. As time drew on, my friends drew off, for Torshi was my girl. She knew this as we walked along beside the lover's lake. As autumn waned and winter came, her loved dust fell away, replaced at last by bitter soul with wistful gazes down. I chose to stay and not to leave. She let me make my vows. I cherish deep within the hope of summertime renewed. I wait for you, dear Torshi, although I pine away. Can pickled greens be turned to sweet beside the lover's lake?